Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, William Beatty, you're running for a Mason City Commission for a place three seat on the Mason City Commission. You're a veteran of city politics in Mason. Tell us first of all about just sort of the for folks who may not know you. What a little bit about you?
I moved here back in 1979, the very end of it, probably in November. Been living here ever since. Love it. Wouldn't move anywhere else. Have two kids, two grandsons, and we've consider ourselves Masonites, even though a lot of people don't. That's just the typical old way of thinking, you know. You got to be born and have kinfolks to be a Masonite. That's what most of them think, or the old timers anyway. But a lot of people tell me I've lived here long enough. I'm considered a Masonite, so. That's the way I feel, mm-hmm. And I want to be involved in this because I think there's a need for it.
Okay. You're running for city commission. As you look at it, what is it you think that you bring to the issue or the issues that are important to you? Let's start with that.
Okay, the issues or
yeah,
okay,
issues.
There's several issues and this is nothing against our council we have right now, but other than the mayor we have a young council, mm-hmm. And what I consider a young council is two and three and four years of experience, and there's projects that are 10 and 15 years old that were phased out to take time to do so that the city could afford to do them and not over expenditure their budget and how you want to say it, made it where it's more economically less stressful on the city. And there's some of these projects I feel like have been forgotten about, and I think we need to go back and readdress them. And it's everybody kind of looks at me real funny, and I say, well, there's a water loop project. And I said, I know one phase, and I'm not so sure it's not two parts of it that haven't been finished yet, and they're like 10 years old. That's a long time on a project. People tend to forget things like that. So they need to be looked at, and I feel like I know what's going on because I was involved for 10 years as a councilman. I've been off 4 years, so that's 14 years that I know of things that haven't been finished and need to be finished. Now, as far as the future projects, I want to make sure that we keep our landfill. I want to make sure we continue to finish our radionuclide problem with the water softener and things like that. It's not really a softener, it's a removal. There's a sewer deal over here on the east side of town that needs to be fixed. It's a lift station. I said sewer, but they call it a lift station. Right. There are two bridges on the south side of the town over here, one right by the old fire station and one right past the jail. And the one on the jail is scheduled to be replaced, but they haven't even mentioned the one by the fire station. And they're all deteriorating very badly, very quickly. And they need to be addressed. And I haven't even seen nothing on the one by the fire station in the last 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm. You're basically talking about these are infrastructure issues, basically, that you're concerned about.
Correct, and that's a lot of what keeps our city going is the infrastructure, mm-hmm. And we need to pay attention to it.
Okay, and other issues. If you sort of look at the economic health of Mason, what do you see?
I was involved in this for a long time, and the whole time we was in there, we never really got a bad audit. You $10 or $20 above budget or below budget. Most of the time, it was you just right there teetering back and forth on a break-even point. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking, $200, $300, $400, $500 like that, that's no big deal. It's when you get into large amounts, it's a big deal. And I think the economic running of the city is fine, and I like to see it continue the way it is. We need to try and address where we can find something to employ our younger generation so that they have a good income to make a living here, because right now, with all the sand mines down, there's not much for people to do around town. And your biggest next biggest employer is probably the school district, and they're full, and you got to have an education, but you're uneducated. I'm not saying uneducated, but your people that don't have a college degree do not have a place to get a job.
Well, as you look around and look at what's going on with the city, and you're talking to people about you're running for city commission, what do you tell them? Why should they trust you and vote for you?
I've always been a firm believer of listening to the people, and I've always done that. I felt like I always done that when people come to me and talk to me at the council or at my shop or wherever, that I will listen to anyone on anything and not get mad about it and listen, and then I'd voice their opinion. And I felt like that we were kind of denied some of that in the last 4 years, not from strictly my opponent. I'm not saying that nothing bad about her. I'm just saying that I felt like they weren't listening to the public when we had the landfill issue, because it took way too long to solve that problem.
So you want to listen to the people and respond to that?
Sure. That's the only way you can be a fair representation and give fair representation to the city and the citizens.
Just go back a minute. You've served before in the city commission. What do you think you learned out of all of that over those years that going to benefit you now?
That's you learn a lot. I say you learn every time you go to a meeting, and the reason I say that is because you go in there with your ideas, and then someone comes up and gives you a different point of view. And you put the two together, and you come out with a solution. It's the way I always looked at it.
Okay. And what do you say to people who say, when you say, vote for me? Why?
I guess everybody around town knows I don't do too much of that, and that may hurt me in the long run. But the reason I would ask everybody to vote for me is because they know that I will listen to them and represent them. I'm not in there for me. I'm in there for everyone in town.
Okay. Well, Sue Pleasure, you are already a member of the Mason City Commission. You're an incumbent running for re-election. When were you first elected?
I was first elected in 2016, and I got interested in election. I think the issue was the police department. I think the mayor wanted a police department for the city, and I started talking to people, and the great majority of the people did not want that. And so I decided that how important it was who represents you in the city commission, and will they listen to the people and do what the people would like to have done. And so I decided to run that in 2016, as that issue was coming up, and I did win, and the police department did not happen. And the main issue, as I researched it, was I didn't feel like the city, first of all, didn't need it, because we did have the covering of the sheriff. Number two was it would be a huge expense for the city. And when I looked at their budget, I didn't see room in the budget for a whole new department with lots of new employees and a jail and a dispatcher and everything, cars and everything that goes with that. So that got me interested, and I did win. And then I started looking into some issues. My background is I'm an attorney, and I've been an attorney for since 1985, so about over 30 years. And my background in being an attorney was working with people on their budgets, looking for why they were in the shape they were in. And so that really put me right in line. And we also did work with businesses as well in the law office. And So that put me right in line with going into the city to look at a budget and see what would work within the budget and how you could make shifts and changes. So I guess that was my main issue, was the finances and how important it is that your city commissioners affect your way of living, your style of living, how much taxes you pay. It really affects you on the local level.
So what are the, as you look at the city right now, what are the key issues in front of the city?
The key issues right now, from my standpoint, I would say the main key issue, and we started addressing this already the last year of this very last year, I started saying, hey, as we were coming close to doing this year's finances and budget and what we had going on, I said, why aren't we planning now for the future? Why aren't we looking at things that are coming down the pike and starting getting ready for them? Because we're having to take out a $2 million loan for this, a $3 million loan for this, and so why aren't we getting ready for these things ahead of time? So we started a long-term planning, and I think we had three meetings before the COVID hit. And then that kind of stopped us in our tracks. But that's what I want to get back to. And the effect of that is we ended up prioritizing some things that were going to happen or were down the future. And some things we decided really shouldn't be future. We should get them done now. So that started our lift station in our sewer system. And now that's well on its way to happening. And it's already been financed. And we did some improvements at the city office. We did some improvements at the community building, a new roof. And then we have the landfill now, and that was our big issue this last year. And that was a very controversial issue, and I ended up voting the way the people wanted me to vote. My research had shown that financially that it might have been cheaper to do a transfer station, but the opposite of that was the people wanted to keep control over the trash and the prices for the future. So that, in the end, won me over, what the people wanted in there, even though it was going to cost us a little more, and we found ways to make adjustments to meet that difference.
So what is the sort of your future? You look at the future. Where do you see Mason? How do you see it? How do you want it to be?
I guess since my roots, I came here from the time I was born. I didn't live here, but my father did. He grew up here.
Yeah.
And in fact, a point of interest, he spent the first 9 years of his life in the Sequist home. In fact, he was born there. So
is that right?
That's how deep the roots go. Yeah. Yes. And so he would come. He ranched here his whole life.
Yeah.
So we would come here to be with his father, who he ranched with,
yeah,
and my grandfather, and spend a number of our holidays in the summer and sometimes in the summer. And so I watched Mason. So I always had a heart for Mason. So what do I want? That hometown feeling.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Mason. And when you ask people, why did you come to Mason? They said there's something about Mason that has this hometown feel.
Okay.
And there's people help people. And I noticed that. When someone needed something, it's amazing the way the community gets around and helps people. That touches me.
Whenever you were talking to folks in the community, what are the things that they tell you, you know, that you feel like they're telling you that they want to see?
Okay. Some of the things that they're interested in, let's see, a recent call, they would like to see, I don't know how much control I have over that, but I'll look into it. In front of the school, to have the speed limit reduced, 10 miles an hour. So that's a TxDOT thing we'll have to work with. People have called me that they want, they really want the ordinance to be enforced that keeps the homes looking and the yards looking nice. They want a aesthetic appeal. Some people have said they want more activities for children or families. Someone suggested, wouldn't it be nice if we had a putt-putt, you know, where the golf area is? Wouldn't it be fun if there was room for a putt-putt where families could come and do things like that? So I've had that suggestion. One of the things I worked and looked into this last round was solar power that maybe would go over the old landfill, perhaps, in that area where the land wasn't being used for much else, to help with our utility expenses down the road. See, that would be a future. And right now, the expenses aren't, our budget isn't ripe for that. We would almost need to find a grant. So grants, people would like grants. They would love to see our sidewalks on the square be fixed up. Again, that for the north and east side, we have to cooperate with TxDOT on that. They have the right of way. Yeah.
Whenever you're talking to people and you're sort of finished your pitch to them, you come down to the rationale is, why is it that you tell somebody that they should vote for you? What do you?
I think because I have the background, both in having the deep, deep root connection with this community and the people in it, not only because of that, but I also have the background of life that naturally put me in a position where I felt like, and I feel like I can be very helpful to the community in looking at long-term planning. Another thing, I work very well with the office staff. I appreciate them. I believe they totally appreciate me. There's a really nice rapport between me and the city administrator, city secretary, the city financial officer, the front office. I mean, I think those are the main reasons. Personally, I get along. Educationally, I have that education. I was a math teacher for 5 years and an attorney that dealt with budgets. And then the hometown love, the love for the community.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.